sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
I tell you what, folks, we have got ourselves a hot evening here in Henderson County tonight. Holy cow, on the way over here, 92 degrees, what I read in my little Kia Sorento. So I'm like, man, this is like, it is quite the warm night. But I tell you what, just grab you your favorite beverage, a sweet tea, a Diet Coke, whatever it is you want to have. Just kick back by your radio on 95.3, or maybe if you want to, 1600 AM, or listening on the app. The brand new WTZQ app, or maybe streaming at WTZQ.com, or telling your smart speaker to play WTZQ. All kinds of ways to listen. Just chill inside today and let's talk some sports. And I tell you what, finally we're what? Almost at the end of June, and we just wrapped up the basketball season. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder, as they are your champions in the NBA this year, knocking off Indiana last night in Game 7. So we're going to talk a whole lot about that coming up here in just a little while. Also, there was a big trade yesterday in the NBA. Kevin Durant, 36-year-old superstar, going to the Houston Rockets. Rockets gave up a whole bunch to get him. We'll talk again about that here in a little while. And congratulations to LSU. They are your College World Series champions. So all those SEC teams that got in, they were able to close the deal for the conference, knocking off Coastal Carolina. What a great job, a great story that Chanticleers were all year long, as they had won 26 in a row going into game one of that series. But unfortunately, LSU beating them 2-0 in the championship series. LSU winning yet another baseball title. They are pretty much a baseball dynasty. They're really good. And did you see what happened to the manager or the coach for Coastal Carolina? He got tossed in the first inning. Now, I've seen a quick hook a time or two before, but man, that was really early in the ball game that he got run out of the stadium. So that was a crazy, crazy happenings out there in Omaha. But another great week, couple weeks of baseball out there. And again, congratulations to the Bayou Bengals. And a crazy finish on the PGA Tour yesterday, too. Keegan Bradley made a birdie putt on 18 just seconds after Tommy Fleetwood missed the exact same putt that would have been a par, that we would have had a playoff, but instead Fleetwood bogeyed, which dropped him into a tie with Bradley, and Bradley made the birdie right on top of him to win the Travelers. And hard to believe here, what, in a couple of weeks, I guess 3 weeks, we will have the Open Championship that was going to be in Northern Ireland. All right, great show coming up for you tonight. We're going to bring in my good friend Richard Walker from CarolinaSportsHub.com, also a longtime writer in the Charlotte area. Got to talk some NBA with him because that's the hottest story right now. Got some NBA hoops going on. And then coming up around 6:30, I'm going to bring in Brian Hall, my longtime co-host on the Monday Night Sports Freaks. Now, I've been efforting for the last couple of weeks. I'm trying to make the connection with NC State men's basketball coach Will Wade. I'm working a couple of different angles. I'd hope to maybe get him on this week. Didn't work out for today. So hopefully next week we'll have a chance to get Coach Wade on. So stay tuned for that. But I want to talk with Brian, because Brian is still going to be doing the ball games for UNC Asheville, and just released a schedule. The Bulldogs will be going to Raleigh to play Will Wade and the Wolfpack. So we'll talk to him about that and a whole lot more. So stay with us, folks. Coming up next, Richard Walker. You got a Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit MountainCU.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m. The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Do you have a single family home or any type property that you're thinking about renting? Or you're already renting property and still want the revenue, but you're tired of management headaches? PMI Blue Ridge will get rid of that headache and potentially save you money. If you're curious as to how much you could profit on your rental, call PMI Blue Ridge Property Management. You'll deal with a local management company with the strength of a national brand. Property management is what they do. PMI Blue Ridge Property Management you can trust. PMIBlueRidge.com.
And welcome back to Sports Week Out, everybody. Mike Morgan here with you tonight. Hope you're having a great Monday night. It is a hot one. And my first guest, let me know, he was on the golf course today, not playing golf, but covering golf, Richard Walker. You can find his work at CarolinaSportsHub.com, also a longtime writer down there in the Charlotte area. Dude, you were at a golf course covering golf, not playing golf. How hot was that?
It was pretty toasty out there.
I can imagine so.
Well, we were happy that there were a few tents around the pro shop.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, yeah, because it was 90 degrees up here today. I'm sure y'all were pushing 100 down in the Gastonia area, weren't you?
Well, every time I got in my car, it's triple figure, so yeah.
That's a little warm. That is a little
warm. I parked
warm.
In the shade.
Oh, geez. Attaboy. Richard Walker on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline with us here tonight. All right, so we had our first Game 7 in NBA Finals since 2016, and believe it or not, the most watched NBA Finals games in the last 6 years last night as Oklahoma City got the W. I tell you, Richard, we talked about it, I think back, we previewed kind of the playoffs a while back. That was a fun series. I enjoyed that. Did you?
Well, and the sad thing is, I always say this every year when I talk to you, injuries always determine the finals, and they did again this year.
Yeah.
They determine, you know, other teams. But, yeah, I mean, I was kind of conflicted. I guess I probably ended up wanting the Pacers to win as an old ABA Carolina Cougars ball boy. But, you know, Oklahoma City has a good young core of players. They seem to have been doing it the right way. You know, Rick Carlisle, I know better than Dagnall for Oklahoma City, but you know, he's a really good guy. I met him several times when he was coaching the Mavericks, because one of my all-time Gastonia guys, Darrell Armstrong, was on his staff for a while, so I got to meet him. And then he was actually a speaker at Paul Silas's memorial, and I did not know this about Carlisle. He was on the first coaching staff. His first coaching staff was with Paul Silas, and Chuck Daly was the old New Jersey Nets when they played in the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
So he spoke on behalf of the Coaches Association, but he was obviously very close to Paul Silas, and that was arguably the most fun coach I ever got to cover in my long tenure of covering NBA.
Yeah, we talked about that one night when Stephen Silas was the head coach of the Rockets. You and I were talking about how fun it was to be around Coach Silas. Well, I tell you what, you know, the talks already started. OKC's got that young core with SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. They're talking dynasty already. That's very hard to do in the NBA. But a young team that got there a lot sooner than we thought. They've already won a title. Do you buy into any of this dynasty talk yet, or is that just what we're talking about the day after a championship, pretty much?
Well, it's interesting because there's a couple of thoughts I have here. I mean, think about Oklahoma City's ownership made the corporate decision to break up the core when they made it to the finals, not winning the championship, although I felt like, based on the youth of Durant and Westbrook and Harden back then, that they should have. And Sam Presti was the GM that arranged that core, and ownership had the patience to let Presti stick around and build another core. So I feel like they should have learned their lessons a little bit from the way they broke up maybe the Big Ten. I mean, I guess it's quite possible that Durant, Westbrook, and Harden wouldn't have won a championship at Oklahoma City, but I feel like I would have given that team a few more years to kind of, you know, simmer and see how that would work out for them. So I think there's a better chance this core sits together. And also, I think this core is a little better constructed because that core was very perimeter-oriented. This core, and I thought last night you saw it, yes, obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander deservedly the MVP, but boy, did Chet Holmgren really step up and make a difference.
Did.
And then Hartenstein was a load.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a very well-balanced team that if they can keep that bunch together with the youth, they're going to be hard to navigate and deal with for several years.
Oh, I agree. And going back real quick, you mentioned the injury that was Tyrese Halliburton. You know, he came in with a bad calf, and if you've ever seen anyone hurt their Achilles, man, that calf muscle kind of rolls up like a blind. And so, I just hate he had that injury, you know, but still, man, as soon as you went down, I kind of knew what it was. And you play the what-if games, you know, what happens if he doesn't get hurt, you know, you never know. But
right.
It is part of the game. But, boy, what a tremendous talent and a great player he has turned out to be. And he was the heart and soul of that Pacers team, no doubt.
Well, and he was the number 12 overall pick, so a lot of people, including our beloved Hornet, had a chance to get him and did not. So, you know, it's one of those things where also that's another side. I want to be a jar half full guy. I really do. But, boy, when you watch a series like that, you go, why in the heck didn't the Hornets not ever going to be like that? Because both of those markets fit the description of, oh, they're too small to win,
right.
Yada, yada, yada. And yet they stuck with their players, drafted correctly, showed patience in coaches and general managers, and look what happened. So, you know, it almost, again, and I hate to always make him the punching bag, but as great a player as Michael Jordan was, he was that bad of an owner.
Yeah, I know.
And decision maker as far as personnel decisions. So,
yeah.
You know, Jeff Peterson, you know, you're on the clock, and you know, and then that's going to be interesting for them this week because based on what we're seeing today, I'm really fascinated at what they do because I think they're really hungry or hankering to do something to kind of alter this franchise. But I feel like their draft position isn't in a way to get a really strong player that could alter the course of the franchise immediately. But you can add talented pieces with where they're picking at 44, I believe 33 and 34. So, you know, I'm curious to see what they do, and it does seem like there's an awful lot of momentum for Knipple, but is that a ruse to trade back to get more assets and get him later in the first round? I mean, it remains to be seen, but it does seem like that they do not have an interest in Ace Bailey at this point, and the Sixers are more interested in B.J. Edgecombe, and everybody assumes that, you know, Flag and Dylan Harper are going to go 1-2.
Right, yeah. It'll be interesting what happens when the NBA draft rolls around. On the Mountain Credit Union Hotline tonight, we're joined by Richard Walker down in the Charlotte area. And we did have a big trade that happened yesterday. I think I shared with you before, as you know, from the time I saw it at the Hornets game. My son's a big Rockets fan. Kevin Durant traded from the Phoenix Suns to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick this year, and then 5 second-round picks. And, you know, I keep seeing these things, did the Suns get enough? And I'm like, what? I mean, I'm afraid the Rockets gave away too much because this is a 36-year-old Durant who's had health problems. If he plays half the games, that's great. When he doesn't play, I'm not sure how good the Rockets are going to be. So what did you think about that trade, and who's the winner, Houston or Phoenix?
Assuming Durant is healthy and can give him 2 or 3 good years, I would go with Houston.
Okay, me too.
For the simple fact.
Yeah.
What did Houston lack in this current
group? A stud, a dude that could score. Yeah.
They had great defense, but they struggled a little bit with getting scoring.
Yeah.
And nothing against the players they traded away. I mean, Green and Brooks are nice pieces,
yeah.
But I think it's kind of fascinating that you could pick up a multi-time, you know, I think, 12 or 13, 14, a bunch of time all-star and not really give up any of your core and for the 10th pick in the draft, basically. Now, granted, the Suns, like we've seen with other teams, most notably Oklahoma City, with a lot of second-round picks, maybe you make a difference with some of those guys.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But if Houston's as good as they hope to be, those second-round picks are going to be way late in the draft, so it's going to be really crapshoot picks, probably on guys that you have some reason to think they're going to be okay, or, you know, a draft and stash foreign young player that you pick, you know, at 57 and hope, well, maybe something will work out. You know? So, I mean, you know, it didn't seem like Houston had to give up a whole lot to get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like I said,
and in the Western Conference, that's some positive for the Rockets because, they got the second seed, but did people really see them as a number 2 seed?
Yeah.
I don't know that they gave them, they certainly didn't get the respect of a number 2 seed.
No.
So, you know, I think they kind of felt like they had to do something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised they made the move. I thought they would. And in all honesty, my son, again, he keeps up with the Rockets a lot. He's kind of glad Jalen Green is gone. And to me, it felt like they gave up a lot. But again, if he's healthy, there's no doubt they got a chance to be really, really good. But we'll just see because the track record with KD doesn't have health. Good health.
The thing with him, he's got the Rockets have to provide solid leadership core and a group to lead him. I think Durant, if he's anything, is more of a follower than a leader, even though he's a terrific player.
Right. All right, so you mentioned him earlier, and we talk about it every time I have you on, you know, the Hornets. So when was the last time, tell me again, last time Charlotte made the playoffs? How long has it been?
2016.
All right, yeah. So it goes back a while. The last
Kemba
time...
Kemba Walker was young back then.
Yeah, that's right. That's
now
right.
He's a retired coach.
That's right.
Oh, now he's a retired player.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just...
Jeremy Lin isn't even in the league anymore. Al Jefferson's not in the league anymore. Man, there's a lot of guys that aren't even around anymore.
I know. But, you know, but look at it. Anytime I go to Hornets games, and we go about every year at least to one game, the fan support is great. You know, they really do support that team, but on the what will it take? And there's a bunch of blueprints out there. You can take the OKC blueprint, take the Rockets blueprint.
Right.
There's a bunch of them you look at. How long before maybe the Hornets can ever get there? When can they be a factor in the East again?
Well, it seems like the door is ajar.
Yeah.
I don't know immediately for them, but if they make the right moves, they can put themselves in a position with the East, because think about it. Torn Achilles have really altered the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
You got Lillard, Tatum, and Halliburton.
Yeah.
That really affects, and, you know, it'll be curious to see if Giannis Antetokounmpo is traded away or if he sticks it out with the Bucks, because if I'm him, I would take my chances with the Bucks, given what the Eastern Conference looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they are older guys. I mean, maybe he feels like they've got to do something to upgrade their roster to give him another second fiddle, since Lillard at best won't be back until late in the year. But I'm kind of curious, but I think the Hornets certainly have a chance. And then, of course, you saw the big news today that hopefully this will make all the difference in the world. They've apparently added a trainer as new vice president of medical and performance.
There we go. There we go.
So, I mean, if just having guys healthy, and that's been another interesting thing that I think has been breaking this offseason.
Yeah.
When you talk to people that kind of keep up with these guys, there are only two players that are considered untradeable.
Yeah.
And neither one of them is named LaMelo Ball.
That's right, yeah.
It's Bijan Salon, which, again, that's Peterson keeping his neck into the game, saying, look, I really believe in this kid.
Right.
And then Brandon Miller, who came off of an unfortunate injury like everybody else, but it was a wrist.
Right.
I mean, you know, the Ball stuff is fascinating, because it's almost, I don't take that story that a player doesn't want to be here because he doesn't want to play with LaMelo Ball as any implication or indictment of his playing. It's probably a player that plays the same type of game.
Right.
But the fact that story got such traction in the Charlotte market tells you there is a sentiment within the fan base that, you know, and I can totally buy it, that, hey, this guy makes a lot of fun-looking plays, but how many winning plays does he make?
Right.
And I think we may have talked about it before, but I remember that Lakers game early in the year when the Lakers came in town, early in a road trip, blowout Charlotte the first quarter. Charlotte fights all the way back, gets within, I want to say, 5 or 6 points, and Miles Bridges and LaMelo Ball have chances to make plays late in the game, and they can't make them.
Yeah.
And the game was there, maybe not for the taking, but to really put a little pressure on the Lakers, who last year were a hit-or-miss team. That was when they still had Anthony Davis. In fact, that was the game, I think Davis went like 40-20, beating up Mark Williams. So I'm curious to see what they do with what they have, because, you know, the fans here are overwhelmed and sick, quite frankly, of hearing about injuries. And the fact that Green last week, you know, another shoulder surgery, instability in his shoulder. I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, is this team just cursed? I mean, what is going on?
I don't know. Yeah, it's something like that. It's almost like the Dodgers pitching staff. Everybody seems to be getting hurt. Hey, Richard Walsh.
They figured out a way behind it to get guys in there to control.
Yeah. Yeah, sign 42.
And also, I think
sign 42 pitchers and you know, use them all in 1 year.
He's going to be back to form, and he's certainly right on that pace. The question is, people deal with injuries in pro sports all the time, most notably the world champion baseball team. Okay, if you don't have a plan, you're in the lottery again. If you have a plan, you might have a chance to compete for last year. They won a World Series winning with bullpen games, which is still insane to me.
If you learned anything from us tonight, folks, have a plan. If you have a plan, you should be okay. Richard Walker on with us tonight. All right, let's talk real quick about now that we've put basketball to bed, the next thing that'll be big happening in the Charlotte area, it's going to be a little football. Carolina Panthers, year two of Dave Canales. Any kind of excitement flowing around through Charlotte for the Panthers right now?
I think there's some cautious optimism. And the weird thing, too, is that there's this weird situation to where I think when Ohio State wins a national title and a couple of other things have happened, the Panthers have done well the next season. I don't know that I believe in all that. It almost comes off as superstition. But the point that I would make is if they improve their if their defense can go from, 31 in the league even low 20, and the offense continues to show improvement, I think they'll be a fun team because when you look at their division, if you're Tampa Bay, you're banking on Baker Mayfield staying healthy and staying successful. I mean, he may well do that, but is there any reason to believe the Panthers can't be better than Falcons or Saints? I don't see any reason why they can't at least try for that. Now, will they do it? Remains to be seen. But I do think that there is quiet optimism about the second half of the year and the fact that Bryce Young went from being, oh, my God, the worst bust of all time, to now it looks like he has a chance to play himself back into being a deserving number one overall pick.
Yeah, I agree.
But this year's an important year for him. Because think about this. I believe this is the year, if he has a good year, then they can extend him to a pretty good chunky contract, obviously like every quarterback gets. So you want this season, I would say for the Panthers would feel good about this season even if they miss the playoffs, if Young establishes himself as the future quarterback of the team.
Yeah.
Establishes himself as their franchise quarterback, that'll be a good year for the Panthers. And I will say that almost regardless of record.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they have such a big decision to make on that moving forward.
Yeah. All right, we've mentioned this before, but Richard and I were maybe separated at birth because we like the Wolfpack, we like the Dodgers. The Cowboys, I'm kind of, I've given up on the Cowboys a little bit, but
it's almost embarrassing. Isn't it?
But the George Pickens trade, I tell you, what do you think about George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb? If Dak can stay healthy, talking about staying healthy, he's got the weapons, and defensively, if they can, make everybody happy and get Parsons taken care of, they should be pretty good offensively. But I tell you what, that's pretty scary to think Pickens and Lamb are on the same team now.
Well, I know, speaking of the golf tournament day, my athletic director is an Arkansas guy and a big Cowboys fan. He's like, until Jerry Jones sells the team, you can't really believe the team. I'm kind of on that boat.
Me too.
Or gets out of the decision-making process.
Yeah, I'm the same way. He needs to retire or sell the team or something. Hey, Richard, always good talking to you. Hey, this is like a roommate night because Richard Walker's college roommate, my longtime co-host on the Monday Night Sports Freaks up in Asheville. He's going to be my next guest here in just a couple of minutes. So
nice.
Yeah.
You tell Brian I said hello and hope everything is going well for you guys. I'm glad to hear your show is going so well.
Yeah, we're having fun, brother.
Always happy to be on with you.
Well, you're always a fun guest to have on. Thanks for being with me, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Richard Walker with the Carolinas Sports Hub. Carolinas with the S, sportshub.com. Check out all of his work there. Darn fine feller and good guy to talk to. And let's take another break. When we come back, Brian Hall, my former compadre, co-host up in Asheville, will join me next here on the Sports Week Hour in WTZQ.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Hey, this is Les Boyd. Are you in the market for a pre-owned vehicle? Boyd Chevrolet's pre-owned vehicles undergo a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process and include our exclusive Warranty Forever. Enjoy peace of mind with your next pre-owned vehicle from Boyd Chevrolet.
This is Jim Smeaton with Always Best Care Senior Services. As we age and slow down, our daily household chores and personal care tasks naturally become more difficult to handle. Rather than struggle, why not have the caring professionals at Always Best Care help fill in the gaps where you might be struggling? From a few hours a day to around the clock, we can provide the assistance you need to remain living independently at home and enjoying the quality of life you want. To learn more about how we can help, now, call us at 676-2939 to schedule a free home care consultation.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Here is your Four Seasons forecast from WTZQ. Tonight, clear skies, a low tonight around 69 degrees, winds light and variable. For Tuesday, sunshine and some clouds, a stray shower is possible or a thunderstorm with a high of 93 degrees, winds tomorrow northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's your forecast from your hometown station, WTZQ.
And welcome back to the Sports Freak Hour, everybody. Mike Morgan here with you tonight. Let's head back over to the Mountain Credit Union hotline and bring in the guy who I spent a lot of Monday nights with. Over 20 years together, he and I had some fun on WWC up in Asheville. He is now the executive director of Edlin Charities. But for years, he was my Monday night wife, Mr. Brian Hall. What's shaking, buddy?
How you doing, my sports freaks, brother?
I am doing great, man. Doing great. Didn't know if you could hear it on air there, but that was GT doing the weather just now. Did you know that?
Yeah.
GT's hanging out in here with me. Yeah.
GT.
Yes, DGT.
The original, the legendary GT?
Yes, the guy who DJ'd my wedding. He fills in when Mark and Paige are gone and Izzy has to do their show in the morning. GT is here in the afternoon, so he and I always catch up and chit-chat for a little while. He told me to tell you howdy. And Richard Walker told me to tell you howdy. So howdy from everybody here at WTZQ.
All right. He is a legend, and I first got to know GT when I moved up here back in 95. And yeah, he was program director of Kiss Country and WWNC. So, he is an awesome dude.
Yeah, Elena got engaged, our daughter, and I was joking. I said, are you still DJing? We need a DJ for the wedding, but I don't think GT is in the DJ world anymore. So, well, man, how are you doing? I know I've had you on back at the very first show, first time I've had you on, so I've been here in the studio. But just tell everybody again kind of what you got going on in your world, because long time program director and co-host with me and voice of everybody. And so kind of do a real quick what Brian's doing nowadays for me.
Well, it is, great to be in the nonprofit world, and really couldn't have picked a better time to get into it with everything that we've had going on in Western North Carolina since September 27th.
Yeah.
And so, Edlin Charities, we've really been giving out a lot of funds to people that are in need, and it might be from rental assistance or medical or other issues that have come up in their lives. And then on top of that, we really try to seek out a lot of rebuilding projects that have been taking place throughout Western North Carolina and Buncombe County. And then we've reached out to, not just in Buncombe, we've been doing a lot of work in Swannanoa and at Craigtown, helping with just to get what the families want, whether it's landscaping done to make it look beautiful again, or rebuilding houses and built more, or down in Beacon Village, rather, in Swannanoa. Mm-hmm. But also down in Marion, helping a family get water down there when FEMA and no one else would pay for it, and they just were getting frustrated. We stepped up, and they've got water again after going 8 months without water. And we're also helping in Madison County and Hot Springs and Marshall, and still got some projects that we're working on in Bat Cave and looking to work with Hendersonville Long-Term Recovery Group as well.
Right.
So, the need is great, and we're here, and Evelyn is, a name that has just got a lot of respect and has done so much good work since Joe started it back in the early 90s and 91. And, it's been an honor to be in this position and to be able to help people every day. And so that's been great. And, as far as sports go, basketball season, still tied in with UNC Asheville, and we're looking forward to another season. I know they're getting the schedule together. I found out something over the weekend that is very intriguing, and I was just texting with Coach Morrell just to confirm everything, but I ran into A.D. Cone at a mutual friend's wedding. Congratulations to Melissa Lovell from Ingalls, who's the advertising director. She just got married on Saturday, and you know, even though, you know, I'm not very excited about outdoor weddings in June, it was beautiful, even though I think I lost 20 pounds, sweating, during the whole thing. But it was a great day. And, Janet Cohn was there, the athletic director at UNC Asheville. And we were talking, and she just happened to drop, a little tidbit that, with Will Wade being the head coach at NC State, of course, Will Wade and Coach Morrell are on the same staff at VCU,
that's
so
right.
They're still good friends. And
mm-hmm.
And so December 18th, the Bulldogs will head down and take on the Wolfpack in Raleigh.
Cool.
And that's going to be a fun trip. Can't wait to broadcast that. And see Wade and the Wolfpack up close and see how our Bulldogs do against, you know, some tough competition.
And, of course, back in your college days, you did a lot of radio for NC State women's basketball. So you and I have had those conversations. It's kind of cool to have a chance to go back to call some games at your alma mater, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's great. I was just down there a couple weeks ago to interview Coach Wes Moore for a project, a nonprofit project that I'm
mm-hmm.
working on. And, you know, I brought him the 1988-89 media guide. And he was having a blast just flipping through that while we were eating in the Medios and seeing all the players and the hairstyles. And he was like, my God, there's a picture of you here and you actually had hair, you know. So it was good to go down there and talk to him and went over to Reynolds and reminisced, you know, a while, and I looked up, and that loft is still there up in Reynolds, where I used to broadcast from, and you know, take my life in my hands climbing up the ladder to get there. But it was just like Cameron Indoors, the same thing over there. I did 1 year as Duke's play-by-play for their women's team, and it was the same kind of thing. I mean, I was like, how much am I getting paid for this to risk my life climbing this ladder? And, you know, if I slip and fall, I'm gone. You know, OSHA was not around when they were constructing, Reynolds and Cameron Indoor, you know, so, you know, but it was fun to be there and it's always fun to go back to Raleigh and to see, you know, the Will Wade's new look Wolfpack will be great at PNC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's funny.
What do they call it now? It's not PNC anymore. What is it now?
It's now, what is it? That's a good question. It does have a new name. Is it RBC? No, what is it? I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's funny. I can't, wherever it is. The artist formerly known as PNC.
Oh, Lenovo.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. Think about the Wally Osley and Gary Dornberg, longtime radio guys. What, combined weight, probably about 700, 800 pounds? They're pretty big guys. Watching them climb up into that little catbird thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're talking about being scary, and then you're hoping, I hope that holds them once I got up there.
I was up there at halftime during a men's game 1 year, and we were promoting something, you know, to get the crowd to come out for whatever game was coming up.
Yeah.
And so they said, why don't you come on at halftime with us? And, you know, I said, great. And I said, you know where we are? I'm like, yeah. And then I'm sitting there like, I don't know if I get up there, if this thing can handle all the weight of all of us being up there. And so I climbed up there, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was great to be on with them and to talk with them. But the whole time I'm sitting there like, is this thing going to collapse? It not only kill us, but the poor people that are underneath us, you know, because that was a lot of tonnage back then.
Oh, no doubt. Brian Hall, my good buddy, longtime co-host of the Monday Night Sports Freak Show years ago, now executive director. Evelyn Charities on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline with me tonight here on the Sports Freak Hour on the Q. And I tell you, man, you talked about Will Wade. I think folks are excited about basketball. We're cautiously optimistic also about football. But it feels like just state athletics as a whole, especially with what we've seen Wes Moore do in the last few years, Will Wade coming in now in basketball. Basketball's in a good place. Hopefully football will be in a good place. But I am super excited, even though NC State had a decommitment from a big kid, Paul Mbaya, decided not to come. I think that's when Vin Allen Lubin, when the coach came out and said he's going to play 30 minutes a game, I think the other big kid thought, you know what? I'm seeing videos of these guys working out pretty hot and heavy and lifting weights and running steps. Maybe I just won't come if I'm not going to play that much. But it's going to hurt, but they picked up a big kid from Wyoming. But again, his total restructure of a roster, something we haven't seen in a while.
Oh, yeah. And I love it. And I love that post that says 6 a.m. doesn't like to see us coming.
That's right.
Because
yeah,
they get out there in the field and they're hauling weights and sweating and and you know, gotta be honest, man. I mean, you know, when you look at the previous staff, I don't think that they've had that the guys that are going to be in the shape that these guys are going to be in.
Oh, amen.
And you know, I can't wait to see what the offense looks like, and you know, Wade's style of ball on defense. It's going to be fun to watch it all develop, and you know, it's just I'm excited to have positive energy around the basketball program.
Me too.
Again. I mean, and
me too.
You know, we had it on that run, mm-hmm. you know, last year to get to the Final Four, but even then, it was just, you know, because you and I were saying, you know, goodbye, Coach Keats, you know, at the SoCon.
Oh, yeah.
And little did we know what was going to happen. Right. And then all these years of seeing this team finished in the middle of the ACC or below, you know, and then to the very bottom last year, it's just unacceptable. I mean, you know, and we can't have that. Now we've got the best coaching hire of the offseason in college basketball. And we've got a guy that is bringing energy, that's not going to back down to anybody. He's a great recruiter. We got, you know, a GM now for this team that is one of the best talent scouts in the country. And the optimism is through the roof for this men's basketball. And we haven't had that in years.
I agree, brother. I cannot wait. And, you know, basketball season can't get here fast enough. We'll see what the Wolfpack football does, too. And again, because we're not supposed to be good, I think we will be good. So typically, that's how it plays out. All right, hey, what'd you think about the NBA Finals? Most finals game in 6 years was played last night, Game 7, first one since 2016. I talked a little bit with Richard Walker earlier about that. But I know you love you some NBA, and being a Western Conference guy and the Lakers, you probably don't want to like hearing the words dynasty being floated around with them Thunder.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
Okay. Right. There you go.
As far as dynasty.
Okay.
Look, they got a lot of young talent, and I think they're the second youngest team to ever win, you know, an NBA title. But, you know, you just can't take anything for granted. I mean, we could have another, you know, torn Achilles at some point, and it'll just derail your whole season. I think I'm wondering how good the ratings were once it got past 7 minutes into the ball game. because it was shaping up the way, you know, that Halliburton started sinking three threes. I'm like, oh boy, he has come to play.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be good. Cause quite frankly, I thought the Pacers were going to win.
I did too.
And I think that if Halliburton had played the whole game and I'd gotten hurt, I think they would have won.
Maybe so.
You know, it's they had the momentum, they were confident, and then you hear today some comments from some of the players that, you know, they were just shell shocked, and they were constantly thinking about, you know, their teammates, and I think everybody in that third quarter, every player out there except TJ McConnell, was in another world for Indiana, because he was the only one that was being aggressive and was scoring, and they had more turnovers than they had points in the third quarter. They had 14 turnovers for the game by the time the third quarter was over, and they scored 13 points in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And they were done, and they were not going to come back and win. And look, you know, Oklahoma City, they deserved it. They were the best team all year long.
Yep.
I'm happy for Alex Caruso, former Laker, who we should have never, ever let go. he has his second ring now. And, you know, it's a fun team to watch, but hold off on the dynasty talk. Especially in the West.
Yes.
I mean, the East is going to be wide open. I mean, think about, first of all, if you wear a zero on your jersey, you better watch out, because three stars have all torn their Achilles who wear zero. Tatum, Damon Lillard, and now Halliburton. And this has all happened within the last, you know, month and a half or so. And so the East is going to be wide open.
Yep.
You know, the West, it'll be interesting. You know, we still have to see what happens with the offseason and the trades. You know, Lakers are going to add players. And they're going to add a center. And we'll have to see what happens with the draft. You know, Dallas is going to be interesting with, with Flag coming in. But then, you know, Houston still has room, even though they just got KD. They still could be a player in the trade talks to get, you know, the Greek Freak, from Milwaukee. So there's a lot to, you know, still to go, but the West is still going to be very, very tough to get out of, next season. And I got to tell you, man, these NBA playoffs and the finals, they were so much fun.
They were.
They were great games, you know, and they were, you know, great finishes and a good, you know, series. I've told everybody this is what we didn't have in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
You know, we didn't have these kind of fantastic finishes and just seeing what these players can do. They're the best athletes in the world, and seeing the way that they play is so much fun. And, you know, I really hope that the NBA can sort of parlay these two young teams that got to the finals and use that momentum going into the off season to, you know, get set for an even better season next year, because it's a lot of fun to watch.
Amen to that, brother. And we'll see about the KD thing. Rockets definitely got good, got a whole lot better. Problem is, we just got to, he's got to stay healthy. And you know, when he doesn't play with what they gave up, I'm not quite sure how many games they're going to win when KD's not on the floor. But hey, they're all in. They're going for it. No doubt the West is wild as usual. And you'd think that maybe the Greek Freak would just stay in the East. I mean, just don't get in the West where it's just all jumbled up.
Hey, if I was him, just what I just said, if I'm looking around, I would be thinking, okay, look, Boston is going to be down. First of all, they got serious cap issues. So Brown is, you know, might be gone.
Right.
They've already lost Tatum.
Yep.
All right. And so then you look at Indiana. They're not going to have Halliburton. You look at, they lost Lillard. So they, coming back next year, you would think, okay, well, the Knicks and Cleveland, you know, would be probably the two favorites, you know, right off the bat. But if he would stay in Milwaukee and they would add talent around him, they would be probably elevated to the favorite, you know, position. Do you really want to go out west and when there's a lot of good teams and get involved, you know, with that? Now, I would love it if some miracle happened and he became a Laker, of course, but, you know, I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Yeah, we shall wait and see. Hey, before I let you go, I will let you give another plug for Eblen Charities. Got the big golf tournament coming up. Are y'all filled up in the Brad Johnson Classic, or is there still room?
We have got room for one or two more groups.
Okay,
And we're going to cap it at 22. That's coming up on July 15th. And then we have a party the night before. It's a tailgate in July party there at the Cliffs at Walnut Cove. And that is always a lot of fun. And this is our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And so we love doing this. Brad loves coming up and supporting it. The Wicked Weed, Brad Johnson Celebrity Golf Classic. And, you know, so if you would like to get a foursome and come on out and play, you got a great course at Walnut Cove. And we all know that finding a good course now post-Helene is a challenge these days.
Yes.
Well, the Cliffs is still really good. It's a really good course in great shape. And so, you know, come on out. This is a tournament you know all about. You were there back in the original days.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a lot of great history to it. And just go to eblencharities.org, E-B-L-E-N, eblencharities.org, and you'll see the information under our events, and you can sign up to play. Right there, and we would love to have you.
And, of course, the money stays right here in West North Carolina to help all the folks that need it badly, man. You're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. I miss seeing you on Monday nights, but again, man. We'll catch up down the road again. I'll get you back on again. It'll be fun. Come out here one night and hang out with me. It'll be fun.
You got it. Sounds good. I hear that they're plush. You're in plush studios out there.
Yes, I am. It's me all by myself. There's no one here but me right now, and I'm pretty sure I'm on the air.
I thought you had, like, you know, 10 producers and writers and creative directors and all that.
No, no, unfortunately not. No, it's just me. It's just me, little old me all by myself here trying. And actually, I was going to type something in the computer a while ago, and I started typing on the computer that was on the air. So it stopped playing Sade and started playing the commercial. I was like, uh-oh. That was not a smooth operator.
That was not a smooth operator move right there.
If you were listening about an hour ago, you heard smooth operator, the extended dance version, because I started it all over again. So there we go. All right, brother. Good talking to you. We'll holler at you down the road, man.
Sounds good.
See you later, brother. All right, Brian Hall, my long time co-host on the Monday Night Sports Freaks up in Asheville. Let's take our final break of the night. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here. It's been a fun night. You got the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
What better way to take care of yourself than visiting Yoga and Massage Studio, lovingly known as YAM? Have you always wanted to try yoga but didn't know where to start? YAM offers both group and private yoga sessions for all experience levels. Stop in, and their experienced staff will help you find what's right for you. YAM also offers massage and spa treatments, including facials, body wraps, and scrubs, and Reiki. Go ahead, pamper yourself. YAM, 1620 Briffard Road, across from Laurel Park Village. For more information, go to imyam.com. YAM, move, strengthen, heal.
Eggs Up Grill.
Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
The best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Trane comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
This hour's Q-tip is brought to you by Blue Mountain Consignment.
Looking for something special? Come to Blue Mountain Consignment, where gently used meets beautifully unique. Discover treasures from local artisans. This isn't your typical consignment store. Blue Mountain Consignment, where pre-loved meets one of a kind, on Greenville Highway across from Publix.
Join us for the 2025 4th of July Car Show, brought to you by the Transylvania Cruisers Car Club. All cars and motorcycles are welcome. The show will be rain or shine. Located at 81 South Broad Street in Brevard, the gate will open at 11 a.m. There is a $10 parking and registration fee. Proceeds are used to fund the Bread of Life, The Haven, TCM Sharing House, and Faith Inc. For details, call 329-4971 or check out the Transylvania Cruisers of Brevard NC Facebook page.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
All right, welcome back for the last few minutes here of the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ. Hope you're having a great Monday night, I tell you. I mention it every single week, man. I get a couple of good guests on. We talk sports, talk a lot of basketball, NBA tonight, other stuff. And time just flies by, man. This 1 hour does not last very long at all. Hopefully, you're enjoying the show here tonight. And, you know, I don't know if you caught it, what happened again the other night. We mentioned this last week. But you got Shohei Ohtani back on the mound for the Los Angeles Dodgers, something he hadn't done in a couple of years. And he's only pitched one inning in a couple of games. Pitched a clean inning last night for the Dodgers. Went on to also hit a home run in that game as the Dodgers came back to beat the Nationals. But if you're paying attention to baseball, really the West. I know it's the West Coast. I know it's way out there. But the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres are three of the best teams in all of baseball. I know record-wise, Philly's a little bit better. Mets are a little bit better. Cubs and the Brewers maybe a little bit better. Cardinals are there. But the rivalry between the Dodgers and the Giants, one of the biggest rivalries in all of baseball. Of course, you got the Yankees, Red Sox, yes. But Dodgers-Giants go all the way back to New York, you know, because they both played Brooklyn and the New York Giants. And then they both moved out to California. And there's no doubt there's a lot of hatred between L.A. and San Francisco. There's also a lot of hatred between L.A. and San Diego. And the Dodgers, of course, took 2 out of 3 from the Giants, took 3 out of 4 from the Padres. A seven-game series back-to-back in those two series, those 7 games, they went 5-2. And in that Padres series, some bench clearing, a couple of brawls, a couple of crazy things happened. So if you're a fan of baseball, you're keeping up with it, that's going to be fun to watch all year long. And once again, the Braves, a lot of Braves fans around here. I saw a stat just now. It's been like 33 games now since the Braves have had a save or something like that. That doesn't sound right, but that's what that said. I was like, holy cow. But the Braves are 11 games back, 6 games below 500. They're playing better since their rough start to the season. But unfortunately, the Mets and the Phillies are both pretty darn good, too. But still a lot of baseball to go as we're nearing about the 80-game mark. I think 79 games are pretty much 79, 78 games, kind of where everybody's at. All right, also, my dog, because I'm a Dodger fan, so my boxer is named Muncie. Max Muncie, third baseman for the Dodgers. That's a pretty cool name for a dog. Seriously thought about changing his name to Mookie, because earlier in the year, Mr. Muncie was not doing very much. He hit 2 home runs, won a grand slam, also a 3-run shot, had 7 RBI in a game yesterday. So he gets to keep his name for at least one more week. And one other big baseball note, we actually talked about him the other night when we had Jeff Bryson from Western Carolina Sports Network, Catamount Sports Network, on with us. Cal Raleigh, he never played baseball at Western. He played high school ball at Smoky Mountain, played his college ball at Florida State, but he is a Silva kid. He was the American League Player of the Week. Raleigh has hit 31 home runs so far this year. 31 home runs. He's a switch-hitting catcher, plays for the Mariners. It seems like all these great storylines in baseball are on the West Coast. So hopefully you're paying attention. But Cal Raleigh was named the American League Player of the Week. Well-deserving. He just had another monstrous week. And kid's unbelievable. He really is good. So if you love baseball, there are some great storylines out there. All right, so we're through basketball now. We'll still talk some college hoops in the weeks ahead. But kind of laying out the game plan for the next few weeks, my hopes are I'm going to start bringing on some high school coaches, not just the football coaches. We'll be doing a lot with them coming up in the next few months, especially as we get into the fall. We'll preview the games that we're going to be broadcasting. So we'll do a lot of that in the weeks ahead. But also want to hear, from Wes Henderson. They won the state championship, in women's volleyball. Want to talk to them. Want to talk to Coach Rogers over in Hendersonville for what the Bearcat women did. So also, East Henderson's got a new head baseball coach. So in the weeks ahead, this stretch right here, the home stretch, I'm planning on bringing in some high school folks to talk about some stuff as we get ready for school getting back in here in a couple of months and get ready for some high school football. So be on the lookout for that. Plus, we got golf to talk about. We'll have plenty of baseball to talk about. And football. There'll be a whole lot of football going on, too. So looking forward to that. And got some new guests I've been reaching out to. Some guys I've connected with. Some sports writers across the country who cover the ACC. Also cover the NFL. So we'll be having some new blood on here with us in the weeks ahead as well. But thank you tonight for my good friend Richard Walker. You can find all his information, carolinassportshub.com. And that's sports, so Carolinas with S, sports with S, hub.com. Richard Walker does a great job writing there, doing a lot of stuff in the Gaston County area. And, of course, my good friend Brian Hall. And once again, if you're a golfer and you would like to play in the Eblen Charities Golf Classic coming up, the Brad Johnson Wicked Wee Golf Tournament, that's coming up on Tuesday, July 15th. That's going to be over at Walnut Cove. I'm planning on playing in that. I think Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, is going to be on my team, along with Don Johnson, the father of Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I've been trying to get him on with me as well, too. Hopefully we'll hear from him sometime this summer. So it should be a lot of fun. And Bob Washell. Got to give Bob some love. Bob's a good guy, too. That's going to be our team. And don't forget, too, that's going to be a crazy week because coming up on Friday, July 18th, I'm going to mention this every week, too. Don't forget, we got the grand opening and the ribbon cutting for the Acosta Trail. We're looking very forward to having that event and getting the Acosta Trail officially open. And let me just kind of do a quick PSA here, reminding folks the trail is not open right now. People are using it. We're not saying a whole lot about it, but please know that it is a construction zone. We've got heavy machinery on there. We got vehicles on there. I think some folks have been calling in to law enforcement, reporting vehicles on there. Typically, those vehicles are going to be construction vehicles. Maybe the county engineer, Marcus Jones, driving up and down. They're actually the only people that probably should be on there right now. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. It's been a fun night, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks for listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.